brother. What's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
Good morning, Earl. Another beautiful day at the Shaw, of course.
Yeah, inside.
Well, definitely inside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll change. All you have to do, as an old guy told me a long time ago, just live long enough and things will get better. But I want to say that I'm honored to have a studio full of guests. You know, that's pretty rare for us, right? Since we started with COVID and all
I'm usually
things.
On my lonesome, so it's nice to see some friendly faces in here.
Yeah, well, these friendly faces happen to represent an organization called Teen Challenge. It is a national organization, and the more I read about it, you know, the more I just am marvel at it, because it's all over the nation, and it is at the root of it is bringing young people, and I don't want to use the term wayward young people, because when you're young, it's expected that we would, you know, if I can remember that far back, that we would be wayward as we try to find our way through what is really life is very difficult, and we somehow expect children to be able to navigate it without having to deal with the issues that even adults have difficulties dealing with. So I want to begin by introducing my guest, Ms. Jennifer Harper. She is an associate director of Teen Challenge in Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
All right. I also want to introduce Mr. Bobby Usborne. He is an intern intake person who, I guess, does that with young people who come in. He helps acclimate them and bring them into the program. And also, Ms. Jacqueline
Claim.
All right. Who is an administration specialist. And, you know, tell us, and this is how I was on my way home several weeks ago, and as I was taking 94 home, I saw this bus that said Teen Challenge on it. And anybody in Milwaukee who knows me knows that my heart is for young people. And I have dedicated my life to working with young people and giving them direction and guidance. And I think I had heard the term Teen Challenge before, but because there is a Teen Challenge location that I drive past sometimes when I'm in Milwaukee, then I often wonder, what is that? Well, today is our opportunity to find out what that is. And if you'll be so kind, Ms. Harper, to give us a little background on what Teen Challenge is.
Sure. We're a drug and alcohol recovery residential center, and we're based in Milwaukee. We've got a men's center and a women's center. And the idea is if anyone's got trouble beyond what they can really just take care of themselves, whenever that addiction has taken over their life, we just provide a place to stay and time to regroup. And what we found is we're considered long-term in that recovery space. Obviously, 12 months is a while, that it takes that amount of time. So it's in a loving environment. There's structure and instruction. There's a lot of different components to the program, but that's what we do. And it started out really in Brooklyn, New York, in the late 1950s with the gang activity there. And the original name for the program was Teenage Evangelism, because that's who they were reaching. And then heroin became a huge issue. It's kind of resurged, obviously, and is an issue today. And so we expanded the population we serve. So our particular center, we actually serve men and women 18 and older, but we've got adolescent centers, and really we're worldwide. Largest recovery network in the world with 1,400 centers. So there's strength in that network. We're faith-based, so we just believe that once an individual really sees that they have worth, then some of those self-destructive behaviors really can stop.
So it is not an easy undertaking for anybody to first realize that they have an addiction problem. It takes some people their entire lives, and they'll go to their graves never admitting or never realizing that they have an addiction problem. And so to get a young person to somehow admit that they have an addiction problem is more than a notion. How do you go about doing it?
Right. I suppose that's why the individual themselves is not typically the first person to make contact. It's someone that loves them, a mom, a friend, a boyfriend or girlfriend, someone around them that can see what they're not seeing. And that's a question we ask a lot. Hey, we were getting a call about this individual. Are they willing? Where are they at? So once we can make that connection, and it's usually just through someone loving them enough, maybe firm, maybe tough love, but relentless love that'll bring them into the program. And then the application process is very simple for a reason, because we know once they make that decision, we want it to come quick. So it's just a paper application, a phone interview, and a physical, and we're ready to get started.
So how young is the youngest person that you've ever had to deal with or treat?
18. We've had 17-year-olds with upcoming birthdays. And then if we ever have, which we do have people younger call looking for help, we're able to refer them. There's a great program in Springfield. There's one in Florida. So being part of that network, we can refer out.
Because you call it Teen Challenge. They're only
yes.
teen for, what, 1 year before?
Yes.
So it's really basically an adult. Young adult.
So we spend a lot of time explaining that name. Like I said, we had started New York City as our roots, with gang members in New York City turned into heroin addicts. And so it was mostly younger people at that time. And then there was such a need and an outcry for all these people all over the nation say, hey, I want to get on this, but I'm older. And so we expanded that population we serve. So about 3 years, they officially rebranded the name Adult and Teen Challenge, but we're known so much by that we kind of default to teen.
Wow, you've been going since the 50s. That's unbelievable. Yeah. History. Bobby, let me ask you, you're an intake specialist. So let me say this. I'm a recovering person. And I, through many years of my life, wasted not understanding that I thought I was having fun. I've been recovered for a long, long time now and can't even begin to imagine that I ever allowed myself to ever wind up in a situation where I wasn't in control of myself. But since the time that I stopped using, my life just blossomed. Mm-hmm. And not from the perspective of what I'm doing now, but how the fact that I am in total control over who I am. Let's talk about what that's like when you wind up, someone winds up coming into you. You're the guy who has to evaluate that person and what that person is going through. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. When a person enters into the program, most likely they're pretty much at their wit's end. They're broken. And they're looking for hope. They're looking for a purpose and a reason to move on. And when they come into our program, we allow them to have an opportunity to share with us what's the reasoning why they're here. And once they give us that reason, we give them an understanding of what we're doing here at Great Lakes Adult and Teen Challenge. And that is pretty much letting them know that we're building relationships, number one, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And number two, we're giving them a new purpose and a new reason to start reliving their life from their old behaviors and giving them new foundations. They have to do with character qualities, personal and anger issues. We try to dig a little bit deeper into their past to see what's caused this behavior in them that's caused them to react in such a way of using drugs and alcohol and abusing themselves, abusing the ones that are closest to them and that love them.
You know, people don't. Yeah, when you start off doing drugs and alcohol, it's for fun. And you have a lot of fun doing it. And at some point in time, it overtakes you.
Yeah.
You're not aware of it. But, you know, the spirituality portion of it that you just mentioned, how big a role does that play in?
It's probably the core of our program. I would say. Our foundation of Teen Challenge is founded on the gospel. And there was a preacher back in the 60s, David Wilkerson, who felt God had called him to go to the streets of New York to minister to these gang members that were on trial. And the Teen Challenge has just blossomed based off of that because of life transformation through the gospel. So we believe that that's the core of Teen Challenge, is establishing and building that relationship with Jesus Christ.
You know, some people have never had that relationship, don't believe in it, but once you lose your way, you know, it's amazing what a sober mind will allow you to, you know, inculcate into your thinking.
Yes.
You know, we've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
Sure.
You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Now, I bet those of you who listen to me every day, I didn't know that I didn't fall down out of heaven, that I came up out of hell like everybody else. So this is a good time for me to announce that. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.